It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Definitely not anonymous.
No?
Because she starts it with... Good morning, Allie and DZ. Hi, my name is Sarah.
Hi, my name is Sarah. Good morning,
so,
Sarah.
She's not wondering. She doesn't care.
Nope.
She said, I'm wondering if I'm the jerk for being an annoyed neighbor by barking dogs. Okay, to start, we had new neighbors. This is how she wrote it. Mm-hmm, to start, mm-hmm. We had new neighbors move in next to us about 2 years ago. Our relationship started out decent with them as they have two kids the same ages as mine, and they're all friends.
Cool.
So over the last year, we've kept our distance from the parents. They're very nosy and always sending their kids over to our house, but saying no when mine want to go play with them.
Oh, that's weird.
But that's not the real issue. Well, damn it, Sarah. Well, yeah, now you got me thinking for nothing.
They got me thinking about that.
She said the nosy neighbors have two dogs that anytime they're outside, they bark at everything and nothing. And they're out the majority of the days, usually beginning around 5:30 a.m. even on the weekends.
That's early. Ooh, that's early.
It affects my sleep along with the rest of my household and my two younger kids. They make dog anti-bark devices that send high-pitched noises a certain amount of feet away to stop them. So I am considering, here it comes, I am considering getting one to stop them. I'm not the only neighbor who has mentioned their complaints about the dogs, but these aren't the neighbors that will take kindly to saying anything.
Oh.
So am I the jerk, here it comes, for buying a device to scare the crap out of their dogs to silence them. And not to, Sarah, the annoyed neighbor. Much love, she wrote at the end.
Well, much love, Sarah. This is an issue.
So she wants to know if she's a jerk because she wants them to stop. So she's going to do it without telling them that she's going to buy these devices that are questionable.
She's going to buy an anti-barking device, basically a high-pitched device
to torture the damn dog.
That you put in your yard that when the dog barks, it emits this high-pitched frequency that annoys the dogs. Mm-hmm. The thing is, though, is it going to actually work?
I don't know.
If these dogs are barking at everything and nothing, are they also going to then bark at the high-pitched frequency when they hear it?
Mm.
Is it going to trigger some sense in them to go, arf, wee, arf, arf, what is that?
Is it, I don't know. I've never. I don't use any of this kind of stuff.
Man, I get that the neighbors / ex-friends, whatever, are not going to be receptive to you going, bro, y'all dogs be barking.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else is already complaining. But if it's outside... I mean,
I know. What are you supposed to do?
It's tough. Some people leave their dogs outside for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
5 a.m. is early. I don't know what quiet
now,
hours is.
Now, if you were putting your barking dogs outside at 5:30 and leaving them even on a weekend, now you just don't care about anybody. Now you're just being a jerk.
That like, is
that's
a lot.
That's like social skills 101. I don't get the dog in. It's kind of like when one of my kids is being loud and I go, the other one's sleeping. Have some awareness. Hello?
But then I go to the fact that it's a dog. That is their form of communication. That is their language. That's how they're speaking. And they don't necessarily have a voice control to go, oh my goodness, it's so early. It's 5 a.m. Let me woof a little lower.
They're probably outside because they drive the family crazy.
Okay, but then you got to figure that out,
bro. You got to figure that. I agree.
It's bogus, and I'm leaning towards jerk because you're now affecting the dog.
Mm.
You're not addressing this person to person.
That's where my heart gets a little tingly inside. I want to say not the jerk. You're taking it into your own hands and dealing with it. But then I actually think about the dog lover in me. The be natural. Don't use. I don't like things. I don't like the collars, the shock dogs. I know people use them all the time. Friends of mine use them. I don't like them. That's my
personal
opinion. opinion.
Some people need them.
And it's for safety. I get it.
Yep.
So I just, it's a matter of how far you want to go, right? And I don't know what it's like for the dogs.
Is it a deterrent? Is it going to actually do, is there something you could get that isn't going to emit a high-pitched frequency and maybe hurt the dog's ears?
Somebody texted in and said, not the jerk. They've been told by multiple people. And then right above that, it says, big jerk. She's just going to make them extra rowdy.
Got it. We're already torn. Perfect. The way I like
you
it.
You guys.
Are we dog lovers? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm also a sleep lover, though. That's the problem.
Hold on, though. I'm a kid lover. That doesn't mean I want a bad kid in my life.
Well,
get the hell out of here with that
part.
That's
why we're torn.
Mm-hmm.
I don't genuinely know.
Somebody said, I got that high frequency thing for my dogs, and one of the dogs was terrified of it, and it hid in the corner. I had to get rid of it. Well, you're going to find out real quick.
Ooh.
Oh. I don't want to scare the dog. Okay.
Curious. I'm sorry, but if it's going to actually help, cool. Maybe the fact that it's in your yard and not their yard will help because the dog will hear it at a distance and go, oh, I don't want that closer.
Well, Tyler in Milwaukee said, that device is not torture. Nowhere near torture. It's like hearing the old tube. You're not a dog. So can I be honest? You can't speak for a dog, dude. Nobody can.
Says who?
We don't know, okay?
You ain't seen Up?
All right. We will talk to you guys next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
I feel like this one's going to be a good one when we get to the phones today because of the lineup we have.
Uh-huh.
The question for Am I the Jerk is Sarah, who did not shy away from sharing her name with the class.
No Christmas protection. She said it with a chest 10 toes.
Is she the jerk for buying a device to scare the neighbor's dogs to silence them? One of those that does the high pitch because the neighbor's dogs bark pretty much 5:30 a.m. till the end of the day.
Five to five.
She's had it. Rough. She's had it.
And so, she's got littles, too.
Mm-hmm, which is even worse.
Yeah, but then you affecting the dogs instead of really, like, talking to the neighbor like you should.
Yeah.
I'm torn.
Let's go with our girl in Racine this morning. One of our regulars, Amanda. Amanda. Girl, good one. You're vibing today.
Vibing.
So is Sarah the jerk for scaring the neighbor's dogs with the silencer thing?
So I'm going to say not the jerk. I actually think that's very creative, and I'm going to have to look into this because my dog is very annoying as well.
Amanda said,
she's annoying.
Send me the link. 2-for-1 purchase.
Amanda's like, I too do not care if I'm torturing the dogs. Just give me the link because I need peace and quiet.
Need silence.
But I will say, he is taking a chance now because, like you guys were saying, this might make the dogs more upset.
Worse.
Just like my dogs, she used to chew up baseboards all the time. Mm-hmm. And you know, we tried that lemon spray to stop her from doing that.
Oh.
She actually loved it and kept eating the baseboards even more. She's like, give me more lemon.
Yummy. So you entice it in the wrong direction.
Exactly. Bella used to spray that stuff on things when she was a puppy.
Did Bella like it, though?
No.
Well, exactly.
Well, my dog's a character, so she was like, bring on more lemon. I'm like, oh, great. Like, here we go.
Loose screw dog for loose screw Amanda.
You said fitting. Not the jerk.
Yep. Not the jerk.
Well,
I said not the jerk, but you're taking your chances.
She's
so.
Trying it. She's trying something.
Received, Amanda. Received. I can't wait to get to the next person.
Yeah, if you send me that link, I'll take it, though.
Bye, Amanda.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Unbelievable.
She says send the link.
Pull up Bella and Kenosha, because we know she's a dog lover, okay? I don't even want to. If Bella goes with Amanda on this, I'll be shocked.
Let's find out.
Bella!
Good morning,
fam.
All the regulars have become like friends. Did you hear your girl, Amanda? She just said not the jerk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did. Girl, I love you, but Sarah's the jerk.
Ooh.
A big old huge jerk.
We knew she was about to say jerk.
Bella coming from the bathroom on the speakerphone right now. Are you on speaker somewhere? What is going on? Yes, you sound like you're in a bathroom.
No, I was. Maybe it's my Bluetooth. Hold on, let me turn
it
off.
It might be. Okay,
the Bluetooth do get bathroom vibes
and
sometimes.
And DZ laughed because he knew what I was talking about.
I knew the break.
Is this better?
It is.
Now we hear your beautiful voice better, Bella. Yeah.
She just walked out the bathroom.
So, I was in the back hallway because the dogs were outside barking.
Conveniently enough.
Bella is the other neighbor.
Oh, oh, Bella, they wrote in about you. Yep, got it. Yep.
Okay, so Bella, yes. Is Sarah the jerk if she gets this
100%,
noise?
100%, yes.
Why?
So I have a little bit of knowledge about this, a.k.a. my barking dog. And I spoke to my vet about this particular device. And sure, it can work for some dogs. However, it could have the adverse effect, number one. Number two, that is a very high range. So that's going to be affecting other dogs that are either walking or in the neighborhood.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, it could cause other animals to have
problems.
Yeah.
You're messing up nature. You're screwing up the ecosystem.
I was just about to say that you're messing with the ecosystem by throwing frequencies out there like
100%.
That.
100%.
Oh snap!
Yeah, but it can be harmful. So it's not one of those things you just want to do lightly. So yeah, that's like a big jerk move, especially if you're doing it to scare them. Like, be an adult. Go have a conversation with them. If that doesn't work, call the community service officer. I don't know what to tell you, but don't take it out on the dog. It's not
anything
the dog
without
fault.
A voice. Yeah,
I mean, but if it's a quick little $15 spent on Amazon to hopefully get a piece and quiet morning so my kids can sleep, do we care if the dogs?
Well, yes, because now you heard all the risks you're taking from Bella. She gave you the risks and the what's going to happen. So
the whole block stops barking. Y'all are welcome.
Forget
nobody's
you,
dog barks no more.
Bella, I'm sorry. Have a great day.
Get
here. Bye, y'all.
Bye, Bella.
Look, I understand there's nothing worse than a barking dog and a neighbor, and it's affecting your kids and your sleep. I would lose it too.
Bruh.
But they got to have a conversation at some point.
Our neighbor, they recently moved. We had neighbors across the way.
Yeah.
They had like these huge husky type dogs and they would bark all the time.
Ugh.
And the neighbors conveniently happened to leave their windows open for these dogs all the time.
And so then they would bark even more.
And even louder.
But now in Bayview where people walk all the time.
Oh, and crazy how my dogs hear their dogs barking through the house and they're going crazy because they think there's dogs outside of our house now encroaching on their territory.
Mm-hmm.
So, man, forget me if I want the bark collar.
Honestly, I have already.
Let's go neighbor.
Let's go to Colleen in Milwaukee and she's going to be the tiebreaker. Hi, Colleen.
Morning.
Hey, how are you guys?
We're great. You're the one who's got to be the tiebreaker, though.
Big shoes, dog.
Is Sarah the jerk for getting this noise device to basically freak out the dog's neighbors?
Yep.
The neighbor's,
dog.
You know what I meant. The neighbor's dog.
Wait,
sorry.
Did she say not the jerk?
No.
Not the jerk.
Ooh. Not the jerk.
Stand on it. Why? Why?
I have two dogs that bark like crazy, and if my neighbor wants to spend their own money to shut my dogs up, so be it.
Boom.
These guys are horrible.
That part, though. If you go spend the money, go ahead.
Unbelievable.
I'll plug it in my yard.
You know what, though? My dogs bark a lot, but the neighbor's the jerk because they're the people that leave the dogs out there all day barking. When my dogs start barking, I immediately bring them in the house.
That's actually fair.
The jerk is the neighbor, not the dog.
No.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
And my 7-year-old in the back seat said we just started this new thing with our dogs. We squirt our dogs when they bark, and it's actually been working really well.
Oh, like with water?
Yep.
Just freaks them out a little? Yeah, I support that. That's funny.
Yep. She said we say squirt, squirt, and now when they hear us even say squirt, squirt, they stop barking because they don't want to be squirted with the bottle.
It's positive reinforcement.
I support that.
And
that's
it's just water. And it's a startle. Yep. It's not like you're shocking the dog or affecting their hearing.
Mm-hmm. No, we've tried the shock collars, and they were horrible.
Right.
So we will never, ever do that ever again.
Yeah.
But if my neighbor wants to spend their money, I'm shutting my dogs up. Have at it.
Have at it. Hey, if it works, it works. Okay.
Thank you, Colleen. You have a great
day. Have a good day.
You too. Bye. And the youngin' too.
I'm going to say adopt, don't shop. That's my own personal PSA at the end of this. Not an ad, but should be.
Yeah, for real though.
My personal opinion. Okay, so we have got a women's small business on the way. Sorry, not the jerk.
I was going to say, we didn't even have the finale, did we?
I didn't go, and in conclusion.
And in conclusion,
I was thinking about how we were moving forward, but I guess I could read some of the text. Somebody texted in, boo. Oh, that's Bella and Kenosha.
Just Bella following up. Got it.
Somebody said, I would call the cops first. Most communities have noise ordinances, which includes a barking dog.
I guess depending on the time, there might be a noise complaint there that you can file, and then they at least won't be able to bring the dogs out till later.
This person must be listening on the Odyssey app because they're in Marshfield.
Marshfield?
It says Alexis in Marshfield. I love it when you guys sign your names. She says,
it's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jerk in all caps.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.